The IEA has challenged political parties to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court and not seek any review. This, it said, will facilitate the process of national reconciliation and cohesion. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a research fellow at the governance unit of the IEA, Ransford Jampo, said Ghana is bigger than the two political parties in defending the constitution and the peace and stability of the nation. Dr. Jampo asked the winners of the hearing to refrain from provocative celebrations and taunting of the other party. He called on the media to maintain absolute impartiality and avoid provocative discussions that could inflame passion. Dr. Jampo asked the media to institute a peace and reconciliation campaign and continue to advocate and appeal to political parties to ban all kinds of victory parades even before the court gives its ruling.
Mindful of the fact that Ghana is bigger than the two political parties together and that they all have a role to play to protect our peace, we also called on the media to be circumspect in their reportage and not to entertain provocative discussions that could inflame passions. We've also called on the youth not to allow themselves to be used by politicians to foment conflict. We've also spoken to the two disputing parties and we've drawn their attention to political parties' code of conduct that they themselves prepared and signed in the run up to the 2012 general elections. It contains certain important provisions that are relevant in our current situation, and they are going to adhere to them as long as we'll be doing well as a nation. And I think we have also called on the disputing parties that whichever way the court verdict goes, even though it is within their right to seek a review, we have appealed to them not to exercise that particular right because we feel that we have been polarized as a nation because of this Supreme Court hearing. And immediately afterwards, we would have to begin a process of reconciliation. And in our view, anybody would want another review. What it would mean is that it would protract the reconciliation process. I would feel that we should be able to come together as a nation and move forward and let bygones be bygones. So far, we feel that the Supreme Court has demonstrated fairness and justice in its handling of the case. And so we trust in their competence and capabilities of giving a ruling that would be fair.
That was a political analyst and a member of a fellow of the governance unit of the IEA, Ransford Jampo.